The Book of Numbers, Chapter 23. Balaam, instead of cursing Israel, is obliged to bless them and prophesy good things of them. And Balaam said to Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare as many calves and the same number of rams. And when he had done according to the word of Balaam, they laid together a calf and a ram upon every altar. And Balaam said to Balak, Stand a while by thy burnt offering until I go, to see if perhaps the Lord will meet me. And whatsoever he shall command, I will speak to thee. And when he was gone with speed, God met him. And Balaam, speaking to him, said, I have erected 7 altars, and have laid on every one a calf and a ram. And the Lord put the word in his mouth, and said, Return to Balak, and thus shalt thou speak. Returning, he found Balak standing by his burnt offering with all the princes of the Moabites. And taking up his parable, he said, Balak, king of the Moabites, hath brought me from Aram, from the mountains of the east. Come, said he, and curse Jacob, make haste and detest Israel. How shall I curse him whom God hath not cursed? By what means should I detest him whom the Lord detesteth not? I shall see him from the tops of the rocks, and shall consider him from the hills. This people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and know the number of the stock of Israel? Let my soul die the death of the just, and my last end be like to them. And Balak said to Balaam, What is this that thou dost? I sent for thee to curse my enemies, and thou contrariwise blessest them. He answered him, Can I speak anything else but what the Lord commandeth? Balak therefore said, Come with me to another place, from whence thou mayest see part of Israel, and canst not see them all. Curse them from thence. And when he had brought him to a high place upon the top of Mount Phazgah, Balaam built 7 altars, and laying on every one a calf and a ram, he said to Balak, Stand here by thy burnt offering while I go to meet him. And when the Lord had met him, and had put the word in his mouth, he said, Return to Balak, and thus shalt thou say to him. Returning, he found him standing by his burnt sacrifice, and the princes of the Moabites with him. And Balak said to him, What hath the Lord spoken? But he, taking up his parable, said, Stand, O Balak, and give ear. Hear, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor as the son of man that he should be changed. Hath he said then, and will he not do? Hath he spoken, and will he not fulfill? I was brought to bless. The blessing I am not able to hinder. There is no idol in Jacob, neither is there an image God to be seen in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the sound of the victory of the king in him. God hath brought him out of Egypt, whose strength is like to the rhinoceros. There is no soothsaying in Jacob, nor divination in Israel. In their times it shall be told to Jacob and to Israel what God hath wrought. Behold, the people shall rise up as a lioness, and shall lift itself up as a lion. It shall not lie down till it devour the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Balak said to Balaam, Neither curse nor bless him. And he said, Did I not tell thee that whatsoever God should command me, that I would do? And Balak said to him, Come, and I will bring thee to another place, if peradventure it please God that thou mayest curse them from thence. And when he had brought him upon the top of Mount Phogor, which looketh towards the wilderness, Balaam said to him, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare as many calves, and the same number of rams. Balak did as Balaam had said, and he laid on every altar a calf and a ram. Chapter 24. Balaam still continues to prophesy good things in favor of Israel. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord that he should bless Israel, he went not as he had gone before to seek divination, but setting his face towards the desert, and lifting up his eyes, he saw Israel abiding in their tents by their tribes. And the Spirit of God rushing upon him, he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, The man hath said, whose eye is stopped up. The hearer of the words of God hath said, He that hath beheld the vision of the Almighty, he that falleth, and so his eyes are opened. How beautiful are thy tabernacles, O Jacob, and thy tents, O Israel! As woody valleys, as watered gardens near the rivers, as tabernacles, which the Lord hath pitched, as cedars by the waterside. Water shall flow out of his bucket, and his seed shall be in many waters. For Agag his king shall be removed, and his kingdom shall be taken away. God hath brought him out of Egypt, whose strength is like to the rhinoceros. They shall devour the nations that are his enemies, and break their bones, and pierce them with arrows. Lying down he hath slept as a lion, and as a lioness, whom none shall dare to rouse. He that blesseth thee shall also himself be blessed. He that curseth thee shall be reckoned accursed. And Balak, being angry against Balaam, clapped his hands together and said, I called thee to curse my enemies, and thou, on the contrary, hast blessed them three times. Return to thy place. I had determined indeed greatly to honor thee, but the Lord hath deprived thee of the honor designed for thee. Balaam made answer to Balak, Did I not say to thy messengers, whom thou sentest to me, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God, to utter anything of my own head, either good or evil. But whatsoever the Lord shall say, that I will speak. But yet going to my people, I will give thee counsel, what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. Therefore, taking up his parable, again he said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, The man whose eye is stopped up hath said, The hearer of the words of God hath said, Who knoweth the doctrine of the highest, and seeth the visions of the Almighty, who falling hath his eyes opened. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. A star shall rise out of Jacob, and a scepter shall spring up from Israel, and shall strike the chiefs of Moab, and shall waste all the children of Seth. And he shall possess Idumea, the inheritance of Seir, shall come to their enemies, but Israel shall do manfully. Out of Jacob shall he come, that shall rule, and shall destroy the remains of the city. And when he saw Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek, the beginning of nations, whose latter end shall be destroyed. He saw also the Sinite, and took up his parable and said, Thy habitation indeed is strong, but though thou build thy nest in a rock, and thou be chosen of the stock of sin, how long shalt thou be able to continue? For Asor shall take thee captive. And taking up his parable, again he said, Alas, who shall live when God shall do these things? They shall come in galleys from Italy. They shall overcome the Assyrians, and shall waste the Hebrews, and at the last they themselves also shall perish. And Balaam rose and returned to his place. Balak also returned the way that he came. Chapter 25. The people fall into fornication and idolatry, for which 24,000 are slain. The zeal of Phinehas. And Israel at that time abode in Shittim, and the people committed fornication with the daughters of Moab, who called them to their sacrifices, and they ate of them, and adored their gods. And Israel was initiated to Baal-Phegor, upon whom the Lord, being angry, said to Moses, Take all the princes of the people, and hang them up on gibbets against the sun, that my fury may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said to the judges of Israel, Let every man kill his neighbors that have been initiated to Baal-Phegor. And behold, one of the children of Israel went in before his brethren to a harlot of Midian, in the sight of Moses, and of all the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from the midst of the multitude, and taking a dagger, went in after the Israelite into the brothel house, and thrust both of them through together, to wit, the man and the woman, in the genital parts. And the scourge ceased from the children of Israel. And there were slain 24,000 men. And the Lord said to Moses, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned away my wrath from the children of Israel, because he was moved with my zeal against them, that I myself might not destroy the children of Israel in my zeal. Therefore say to him, Behold, I give him the peace of my covenant, and the covenant of the priesthood forever shall be both to him and his seed, because he hath been zealous for his God, and hath made atonement for the wickedness of the children of Israel. And the name of the Israelite that was slain with the woman of Midian was Zimri the son of Salu, a prince of the kindred and tribe of Simeon. And the Midianite woman that was slain with him was called Cozbi, the daughter of Sur, a most noble prince among the Midianites. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Let the Midianites find you their enemies, and slay you them, because they also have acted like enemies against you, and have guilefully deceived you by the idol Fogor, and Cosbe, their sister, a daughter of a prince of Median, who was slain in the day of the plague for the sacrilege of Fogor. Chapter 26. The people are again numbered by their tribes and families. After the blood of the guilty was shed, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, "Number the whole sum of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward, by their houses and kindreds, all that are able to go forth to war." Moses, therefore, and Eleazar the priest, being in the plains of Moab, upon the Jordan, over against Jericho, spoke to them that were from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord had commanded. And this is the number of them. Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, his sons were Henoch, of whom is the family of the Henochites, and Phallu, of whom is the family of the Phalluites, and Hezron, of whom is the family of the Hezronites, and Carmi, of whom is the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the stock of Reuben, whose number was found to be 43,730. The son of Phallu was Eliab. His sons were Nemuel and Dathan and Abiram. These are Dathan and Abiram, the princes of the people, that rose against Moses and Aaron in the sedition of Kore, when they rebelled against the Lord. And the earth, opening her mouth, swallowed up Kore, many others dying, when the fire burned 250 men. And there was a great miracle wrought, that when Kore perished, his sons did not perish. The sons of Simeon by their kindreds, Nemuel, of him is the family of the Nemuelites, Jamin, of him is the family of the Jaminites, Jachim, of him is the family of the Jachimites, Zari, of him is the family of the Zarites, Saul, of him is the family of the Saulites. These are the families of the stock of Simeon, of which the whole number was 22,200. The sons of Gad by their kindreds, Sephon, of him is the family of the Sephonites, Agi, of him is the family of the Agites, Sunai, of him is the family of the Sunites, Osni, of him is the family of the Osnites, Hur, of him is the family of the Hurites, Arad, of him is the family of the Aradites, Ariel, of him is the family of the Arielites. These are the families of Gad, of which the whole number was 40,500. The sons of Judah, Hur and Onan, who both died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah by their kindreds were Selah, of whom is the family of the Selahites, Phares, of whom is the family of the Pharisites, Zeri, of whom is the family of the Zerites. Moreover, the sons of Phares were Hezron, of whom is the family of the Hezronites, and Hamul, of whom is the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, of which the whole number was 76,500. The sons of Issachar, by their kindreds, Thola, of whom is the family of the Tholaites, Phua, of whom is the family of the Phuaites, Jasub, of whom is the family of the Jasubites, Simran, of whom is the family of the Simranites. These are the kindreds of Issachar, whose number was 64,300. The sons of Zebulun by their kindreds, Sarid, of whom is the family of the Saridites, Elon, of whom is the family of the Elonites, Jalel, of whom is the family of the Jalalites. These are the kindreds of Zebulun, whose number was 60,500. The sons of Joseph by their kindred, Manasseh and Ephraim. Of Manasseh was born Machir, of whom is the family of the Machirites. Machir begot Galaad, of whom is the family of the Galaadites. Galaad had sons, Jezer, of whom is the family of the Jezerites, and Helek, of whom is the family of the Helekites, and Esriel, of whom is the family of the Esrielites, and Sichem, of whom is the family of the Sichemites, and Semida, of whom is the family of the Semidites, and Hefer, of whom is the family of the Heferites. And Hefer was the father of Salphad, who had no sons, but only daughters, whose names are these, Malah, and Noah, and Heglah, and Melcah, and Thirsah. These are the families of Manasseh, and the number of them 52,700. And the sons of Ephraim, by their kindreds, were these, Suthala, of whom is the family of the Suthalalites, Becher, of whom is the family of the Becherites, Thelon, of whom is the family of the Thehenites. Now the son of Suthala was Heron, of whom is the family of the Heronites. These are the kindreds of the sons of Ephraim, whose number was 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph by their families, the sons of Benjamin and their kindreds, Bela, of whom is the family of the Belaites, Esbel, of whom is the family of the Esbelites, Aharim, of whom is the family of the Aharimites, Supham, of whom is the family of the Suphamites, Hupham, of whom is the family of the Hufamites. The sons of Bela, Herod, and Naaman. Of Herod is the family of the Herodites, of Naaman the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin by their kindreds, whose number was 45,600. The sons of Dan by their kindreds, Suham, of whom is the family of the Suhamites. These are the kindreds of Dan by their families. All were Suhamites, whose number was 64,400. The sons of Aser by their kindreds, Jemnah, of whom is the family of the Jemnites, Jesui, of whom is the family of the Jesuites, Brei, of whom is the family of the Breites. The sons of Brei, Heber, of whom is the family of the Heberites, and Melchiel, of whom is the family of the Melchilites. And the name of the daughter of Aser was Sarah. These are the kindreds of the sons of Aser, and their number 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, by their kindreds, Jesiel, of whom is the family of the Jesielites, Gunai, of whom is the family of the Gunites, Jeser, of whom is the family of the Jeserites, Selem, of whom is the family of the Selemites. These are the kindreds of the sons of Naphtali, by their families, whose number was 45,400. This is the sum of the children of Israel that were reckoned up, 601,730. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, To these shall the land be divided for their possessions according to the number of names. To the greater number thou shalt give a greater portion, and to the fewer a less. To every one as they have now been reckoned up shall a possession be delivered, yet so that by lot the land be divided to the tribe and families. Whatsoever shall fall by lot, that shall be taken by the more or the fewer. This also was the number of the sons of Levi by their families. Gerson, of whom is the family of the Gersonites, Kahath, of whom is the family of the Kahathites, Merari, of whom is the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Levi, the family of Lobni, the family of Hebroni, the family of Moholi, the family of Musai, the family of Kori. Now Kahath begot Amram, who had to wife Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to him in Egypt. She bore to her husband Amram's sons, Aaron and Moses, and Mary their sister. Of Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, and Eleazar and Ithamar, of whom Nadab and Abihu died, when they had offered the strange fire before the Lord. And all that were numbered were 23,000 males, from 1 month old and upward. For they were not reckoned up among the children of Israel, neither was a possession given to them with the rest. This is the number of the children of Israel that were enrolled by Moses and Eleazar the priest in the plains of Moab upon the Jordan, over against Jericho, among whom there was not one of them that were numbered before by Moses and Aaron in the desert of Sinai. For the Lord had foretold that they should die in the wilderness, and none remained of them but Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. Chapter 27, The Law of Inheritance. Joshua is appointed to succeed Moses. Then came the daughters of Salphad, the son of Hepher, the son of Galad, the son of Machir, the son of Manasses, who was the son of Joseph, and their names are Malah, and Noah, and Heglah, and Melcah, and Thirsah. And they stood before Moses and Eleazar the priest, and all the princes of the people at the door of the tabernacle of the covenant, and said, Our father died in the desert, and was not in the sedition that was raised against the Lord under Kore, but he died in his own sin, and he had no male children. Why is his name taken away out of his family because he had no son? Give us a possession among the kinsmen of our father. And Moses referred their cause to the judgment of the Lord. And the Lord said to him, The daughters of Salphad demand a just thing. Give them a possession among their father's kindred, and let them succeed him in his inheritance. And to the children of Israel thou shalt speak these things. When a man dieth without a son, his inheritance shall pass to his daughter. If he have no daughter, his brethren shall succeed him. And if he have no brethren, you shall give the inheritance to his father's brethren. But if he have no uncles by the father, the inheritance shall be given to them that are the next kin. And this shall be to the children of Israel sacred by a perpetual law, as the Lord hath commanded Moses. The Lord also said to Moses, Go up into this mountain, Abarim, and view from thence the land which I will give to the children of Israel. And when thou shalt have seen it, thou also shalt go to thy people, as thy brother Aaron is gone. Because you offended me in the desert of Sin, in the contradiction of the multitude, neither would you sanctify me before them at the waters. These are the waters of contradiction in Kadesh of the desert of Sin. And Moses answered him, May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, provide a man that may be over this multitude, and may go out and in before them, and may lead them out, or bring them in, lest the people of the Lord be as sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said to him, Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and put thy hand upon him. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest and all the multitude. And thou shalt give him precepts in the sight of all, and part of thy glory, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may hear him. If anything be to be done, Eleazar the priest shall consult the Lord for him. He and all the children of Israel with him, and the rest of the multitude, shall go out and go in at his word. Moses did as the Lord had commanded. And when he had taken Joshua, he set him before Eleazar the priest, and all the assembly of the people. And laying his hands on his head, he repeated all things that the Lord had commanded. Chapter 28. Sacrifices are appointed as well for every day as for Sabbaths and other festivals. The Lord also said to Moses, Command the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, Offer ye my oblation and my bread, and burn sacrifice of most sweet odor in their due seasons. These are the sacrifices which you shall offer. 2 lambs of a year old without blemish every day for the perpetual holocaust. 1 you shall offer in the morning and the other in the evening. And the 10th part of an ephah of flour which shall be tempered with the purest oil of the measure of the 4th part of a hin. It is the continual holocaust which you offered in Mount Sinai for a most sweet odor of a sacrifice by fire to the Lord. And for a libation you shall offer of wine the 4th part of a hin for every lamb in the sanctuary of the Lord. And you shall offer the other lamb in like manner in the evening according to all the rites of the morning sacrifice, and of the libations thereof, an oblation of most sweet odor to the Lord. And on the Sabbath day you shall offer 2 lambs of a year old without blemish, and 2 tenths of flour tempered with oil in sacrifice, and the libations, which regularly are poured out every Sabbath for the perpetual holocaust. And on the first day of the month you shall offer a holocaust to the Lord, 2 calves of the herd, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of a year old without blemish. And 3 tenths of flour tempered with oil in sacrifice for every calf, and 2 tenths of flour tempered with oil for every ram. And 1/10 of a 1/10 of flour tempered with oil in sacrifice for every lamb. It is a holocaust of most sweet odor, and an offering by fire to the Lord. And these shall be the libations of wine that are to be poured out for every victim, 1/2 a hin for every calf, 1/3 for a ram, and 1/4 for a lamb. This shall be the holocaust for every month, as they succeed one another in the course of the year. And a buck goat also shall be offered to the Lord for a sin offering over and above the perpetual holocaust with its libations. And in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, shall be the phase of the Lord, and on the 15th day the solemn feast. 7 days shall they eat unleavened bread. And the first day of them shall be venerable and holy. You shall not do any servile work therein. And you shall offer a burnt sacrifice, a holocaust to the Lord, 2 calves of the herd, 1 ram, 7 lambs of a year old without blemish. And for the sacrifices of every 1/3 tenths of flour, which shall be tempered with oil to every calf, and 2 tenths to every ram. And 1/10 of a 1/10 to every lamb, that is to say, to all the 7 lambs, and 1 buck goat for sin, to make atonement for you, besides the morning holocaust, which you shall always offer. The 7th day also shall be most 7 days for the food of the fire, and for a sweet odor to the Lord, which shall rise from the holocaust, and from the libations of each. The 7th day also shall be most solemn and holy unto you. You shall do no servile work therein. The day also of first fruits, when after the weeks are accomplished, you shall offer new fruits to the Lord, shall be venerable and holy. You shall do no servile work therein. And you shall offer a holocaust for a most sweet odor to the Lord, 2 calves of the herd, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of a year old without blemish. And in the sacrifices of them, 3 tenths of flour tempered with oil to every calf, 2 to every ram, 1/10 of a 1/10 to every lamb, which in all are 7 lambs, a buck goat also, which is slain for expiation, besides the perpetual holocaust and the libations thereof. You shall offer them all, without blemish, with their libations. Chapter 29. Sacrifices for the festivals of the 7th month. The 1st day also of the 7th month shall be venerable and holy unto you. You shall do no servile work therein, because it is the day of the sounding and of trumpets. And you shall offer a holocaust for a most sweet odor to the Lord, 1 calf of the herd, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of a year old, without blemish. And for their sacrifices, 3/10 of flour, tempered with oil, to every calf, 2/10 to a ram, 1/10 to a lamb, which in all are 7 lambs, and a buck goat for sin, which is offered for the expiation of the people, besides the holocaust of the first day of the month with the sacrifices thereof, and the perpetual holocaust with the accustomed libations. With the same ceremonies you shall offer a burnt sacrifice for a most sweet odor to the Lord. The 10th day also of this 7th month shall be holy and venerable unto you. And you shall afflict your souls, you shall do no servile work therein. And you shall offer a holocaust to the Lord for a most sweet odor, 1 calf of the herd, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of a year old without blemish. And for their sacrifices, 3/10 of flour tempered with oil to every calf, 2/10 to a ram, 1/10 of a tenth to every lamb, which are in all 7 lambs, and a buck goat for sin, besides the things that are wont to be offered for sin, for expiation, and for the perpetual holocaust, with their sacrifice and libations. And on the 15th day of the 7th month, which shall be unto you holy and venerable, you shall do no servile work, but shall celebrate a solemnity to the Lord 7 days. And you shall offer a holocaust for a most sweet odor to the Lord, 13 calves of the herd, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of a year old without blemish. And for the libations, 3/10 of flour tempered with oil to every calf, being in all 13 calves, and 2/10 to each ram, being 2 rams, and 1/10 of a tenth to every lamb, being in all 14 lambs, and a buck goat for sin, besides the perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice and the libation thereof. On the 2nd day you shall offer 12 calves of the herd, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of a year old without blemish, and the sacrifices and the libations for every one, for the calves, and for the rams, and for the lambs you shall duly celebrate, and a buck goat for a sin offering besides the perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice, and the libation thereof. The 3rd day you shall offer 11 calves, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of a year old without blemish, and the sacrifices and the libations of every one for the calves, and for the rams, and for the lambs you shall offer according to the rite, and a buck goat for sin besides the perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice, and the libation thereof. The 4th day you shall offer 10 calves, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of a year old without blemish, and the sacrifices and the libations of every one for the calves, and for the rams, and for the lambs you shall celebrate in right manner, and a buck goat for sin, besides the perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice and the libation thereof. The 5th day you shall offer 9 calves, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of a year old without blemish, and the sacrifices and the libations of every one for the calves, and for the rams, and for the lambs you shall celebrate according to the rite, and a buck goat for sin, besides the perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice and the libation thereof. The 6th day you shall offer 8 calves, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of a year old without blemish, and the sacrifices and the libations of every one for the calves, and for the rams, and for the lambs you shall celebrate according to the rite, and a buck goat for sin, besides the perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice, and the libation thereof. The 7th day you shall offer 7 calves, and 2 rams, and 14 lambs of a year old, without blemish, and the sacrifices and the libations of every one for the calves, and for the rams, and for the lambs you shall celebrate according to the rite, and a buck goat for sin, besides the perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice, and the libation thereof. On the 8th day, which is most solemn, you shall do no servile work, but you shall offer a holocaust for a most sweet odor to the Lord, 1 calf, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of a year old without blemish, and the sacrifices and the libations of every one for the calves, and for the rams, and for the lambs you shall celebrate according to the rite, and a buck goat for sin, besides a perpetual holocaust, and the sacrifice and the libation thereof. These things shall you offer to the Lord in your solemnities, besides your vows and voluntary oblations for holocaust, for sacrifice, for libation, and for victims of peace offerings. Chapter 30. Of Vows and Oaths and Their Obligation. And Moses told the children of Israel all that the Lord had commanded him. And he said to the princes of the tribes of the children of Israel, "This is the word that the Lord hath commanded. If any man make a vow to the Lord, or bind himself by an oath, he shall not make his word void, but shall fulfill all that he promised. If a woman vow anything, and bind herself by an oath, being in her father's house, and but yet a girl in age, if her father knew the vow that she hath promised, and the oath wherewith she hath bound her soul, and held his peace, she shall be bound by the vow. Whatsoever she promised and swore, she shall fulfill indeed. But if her father, immediately as soon as he heard it, gainsaid it, both her vows and her oaths shall be void. Neither shall she be bound to what she promised, because her father hath gainsaid it. If she have a husband, and shall vow anything, and the word once going out of her mouth shall bind her soul by an oath, the day that her husband shall hear it, and not gainsay it, she shall be bound to the vow, and shall give whatsoever she promised. But if as soon as he heareth, he gainsay it, and make her promises, and the words wherewith she had bound her soul of no effect, the Lord will forgive her. The widow, and she that is divorced, shall fulfill whatsoever they vow. If the wife in the house of her husband hath bound herself by vow and by oath, if her husband hear and hold his peace, and doth not disallow the promise, she shall accomplish whatsoever she had promised. But if forthwith he gainsay it, she shall not be bound by the promise, because her husband gainsaid it, and the Lord will be merciful to her. If she vow and bind herself by oath to afflict her soul by fasting or abstinence from other things, it shall depend on the will of her husband, whether she shall do it or not do it. But if the husband hearing it hold his peace and defer the declaring his mind till another day, whatsoever she had vowed and promised, she shall fulfill, because immediately as he heard it, he held his peace. But if he gainsay it after that he knew it, he shall bear her iniquity. These are the laws which the Lord appointed to Moses between the husband and the wife, between the father and the daughter, that is as yet but a girl in age, or that abideth in her father's house. Chapter 31. The Midianites are slain for having drawn the people of Israel into sin, the dividing of the booty. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Revenge first the children of Israel on the Midianites, and so thou shalt be gathered to thy people. And Moses forthwith said, Arm of you men to fight, who may take the revenge of the Lord on the Midianites. Let 1,000 men be chosen out of every tribe of Israel to be sent to the war. And they gave 1,000 of every tribe, that is to say, 12,000 men, well appointed for battle. And Moses sent them with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and he delivered to him the holy vessels and the trumpets to sound. And when they had fought against the Midianites and had overcome them, they slew all the men. And their kings Evi and Rechem and Sur and Hur and Rebi, 5 princes of the nation. Balaam also, the son of Beor, they killed with the sword. And they took their women and their children captives, and all their cattle and all their goods and all their possessions they plundered, and all their cities and their villages and castles they burned. And they carried away the booty, and all that they had taken, both of men and of beasts. And they brought them to Moses and Eleazar the priest, and to all the multitude of the children of Israel. But the rest of the things for use they carried to the camp on the plains of Moab, besides the Jordan, over against Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar the priest, and all the princes of the synagogue, went forth to meet them without the camp. And Moses, being angry with the chief officers of the army, the tribunes, and the centurions that were come from the battle, said, Why have you saved the women? Are not these they that deceived the children of Israel by the counsel of Balaam, and made you transgress against the Lord by the sin of Phogor, for which also the people was punished? Therefore kill all that are of the male sex, even of the children, and put to death the women that have carnally known men. But the girls and all the women that are virgins, save for yourselves, and stay without the camp 7 days. He that hath killed a man, or touched one that is killed, shall be purified the 3rd day and the 7th day. And of all the spoil, every garment or vessel or anything made for use of the skins or hair of goats or of wood shall be purified. Eleazar also the priest spoke to the men of the army that had fought in this manner. This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded Moses. Gold and silver and brass and iron and lead and tin and all that may pass through the fire shall be purified by fire, but whatsoever cannot abide the fire shall be sanctified with the water of expiation. And you shall wash your garments the 7th day, and being purified you shall afterwards enter into the camp. And the Lord said to Moses, Take the sum of the things that were taken both of man and beast, thou and Eleazar the priest, and the princes of the multitude, and thou shalt divide the spoil equally between them that fought and went out to the war, and between the rest of the multitude. And thou shalt separate a portion to the Lord from them that fought and were in the battle, one soul of 500, as well as of persons, as of oxen and asses and sheep. And thou shalt give it to Eleazar the priest, because they are the firstfruits of the Lord. Out of the moiety also of the children of Israel thou shalt take the 50th head of persons, and of oxen, and asses, and sheep, and of all beasts, and thou shalt give them to the Levites that watch in the charge of the tabernacle of the Lord. And Moses and Eleazar did as the Lord had commanded. And the spoil which the army had taken was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 oxen, 61,000 asses, and 32,000 persons of the female sex that had not known men. And one half was given to them that had been in the battle, to it 337,500 sheep, out of which for the portion of the Lord were reckoned 675 sheep, and out of the 36,000 oxen, 72 oxen, out of the 30,500 asses, 61 asses. Out of the 16,000 persons there fell to the portion of the Lord 32 souls. And Moses delivered the number of the first fruits of the Lord to Eleazar the priest, as had been commanded him. Out of the half of the children of Israel which he had separated for them that had been in the battle. But out of the half that fell to the rest of the multitude, that is to say, out of the 337,500 sheep, and out of the 36,000 oxen, and out of the 30,500 asses, and out of the 16,000 persons, Moses took the 50th head and gave it to the Levites that watched in the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord had commanded. And when the commanders of the army and the tribunes and centurions were come to Moses, they said, "We thy servants have reckoned up the number of the fighting men whom we had under our hand, and not so much as one was wanting. Therefore we offer as gifts to the Lord what gold every one of us could find in the booty, in garters and tablets, rings and bracelets, and chains, that thou mayest pray to the Lord for us." And Moses and Eleazar the priest received all the gold in divers kinds, in weight 16,750 sickles, from the tribunes and from the centurions, for that which every one had taken in the booty was his own. And that which was received they brought into the tabernacle of the testimony for a memorial of the children of Israel before the Lord. Chapter 32. The tribes of Reuben and Gad and half of the tribe of Manasseh received their inheritance on the east side of Jordan, upon conditions approved of by Moses. And the sons of Reuben and Gad had many flocks of cattle, and their substance in beasts was infinite. And when they saw the lands of Jazer and Galaad fit for feeding cattle, they came to Moses and Eleazar the priest and the princes of the multitude and said, "Ataroth and Dibon and Jazer and Nimrah, Hesibon, Eleah, and Saban, and Nebo, and Beon. The land which the Lord hath conquered in the sight of the children of Israel is a very fertile soil for the feeding of beasts, and we thy servants have very much cattle. And we pray thee, if we have found favor in thy sight, that thou give it to us thy servants in possession, and make us not pass over the Jordan." And Moses answered them, "What? Shall your brethren go to fight, and will you sit here? Why do ye overturn the minds of the children of Israel, that they may not dare to pass into the place which the Lord hath given them? Was it not thus your fathers did, when I sent from Kadesh Barn to view the land? And when they were come as far as the valley of the cluster, having viewed all the country, they overturned the hearts of the children of Israel, that they should not enter into the coasts which the Lord gave them. And he swore in his anger, saying, If these men that came up out of Egypt, 20 years old and upward, shall see the land which I promised with an oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they would not follow me, except Caleb, the son of Jephon, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, these have fulfilled my will. And the Lord, being angry against Israel, led them about through the desert 40 years, until the whole generation that hath done evil in his sight was consumed. And behold, said he, you are risen up instead of your fathers, the increase and offspring of sinful men, to augment the fury of the Lord against Israel. For if you will not follow him, he will leave the people in the wilderness, and you shall be the cause of the destruction of all. But they coming near said, We will make sheepfolds and stalls for our cattle, and strong cities for our children. And we ourselves will go armed and ready for battle before the children of Israel, until we bring them in unto their places. Our little ones and all we have shall be in walled cities for fear of the ambushes of the inhabitants. We will not return into our houses until the children of Israel possess their inheritance. Neither will we seek anything beyond the Jordan, because we have already our possession on the east side thereof. And Moses said to them, If you do what you promise, go on well appointed for war before the Lord, and let every fighting man pass over the Jordan until the Lord overthrow his enemies, and all the land be brought under him. Then shall you be blameless before the Lord and before Israel, and you shall obtain the countries that you desire before the Lord. But if you do not what you say, no man can doubt but you sin against God, and know ye that your sin shall overtake you. Build therefore cities for your children, and folds and stalls for your sheep and beasts, and accomplish what you have promised. And the children of Gad and Reuben said to Moses, We are thy servants, we will do what my Lord commandeth. We will leave our children and our wives and sheep and cattle in the cities Galaad. And we thy servants, all well appointed, will march on to the war, as thou, my Lord, speakest. Moses therefore commanded Eleazar the priest and Josue the son of Nun, and the princes of the families of all the tribes of Israel, and said to them, If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben pass with you over the Jordan, all armed for war before the Lord, and the land be made subject to you, give them Galaad in possession. But if they will not pass armed with you into the land of Canaan, let them receive places to dwell in among you. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, As the Lord hath spoken to his servants, so will we do. We will go armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, and we confess that we have already received our possession beyond the Jordan. Moses therefore gave to the children of Gad and of Reuben and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, the king of Basan, and their land, and the cities thereof, and round about. And the sons of Gad built Dibon, and Ataroth, and Aroer, and Itroth, and Sophon, and Jazer, and Jegbah, and Beth-Nimrah, and Beth-Aran, fenced cities and folds for their cattle. And the children of Reuben built Hezibon, and Eleali, and Kiriatham, and Nebo, and Baalmeon, their names being changed, and Sabama, giving names to the cities which they had built. Moreover, the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went into Galaad and wasted it, cutting off the Amorites, the inhabitants thereof. And Moses gave the land of Galaad to Machir, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt in it. And Jair, the son of Manasseh, went and took the villages thereof, and he called them Hevath-Jair, that is to say, the villages of Jair. Nobi also went and took Kenath with the villages thereof, and he called it by his own name, Nobi. End of side one, please.